Oh, what have you done, left wing, left wing? Oh, what have you done for our country?
A couple of years ago, we ran a story about folk singers who set out to prove that 60s protest songs weren't just for lefties.
Do you want a welfare state in our land, in our land? Do you want a welfare state over here?
That was a group called the Goldwaters, who stumped for the conservative candidate for president in 1964. The title of their album was The Goldwaters Sing Songs to Bug the Liberals. Well, there's a new crop of right-wing musicians trying to bug liberals today. And Studio 360's Derek John met two of them.
No one has translated the frustrations of the Tea Party into song better than Chris Cassone. He's a recording engineer and musician from Paterson, New York. That's halfway between Woodstock and Manhattan.
I was a liberal and I had a heart, you know, when I was 20. And when I was 40, I came to my senses.
And now, at age 60, he's never been more politically engaged in his life.
Hello, Patriots!
Here's the thing. I was in this movement, and I had the engine running, and I had a guitar, and I could make songs, and I could get it recorded, and I could get it out, and I did.
Those songs have taken Cassone to conservative rallies across the country, and they cover everything from the sanctity of Ground Zero to Ronald Reagan's City on a Hill. He even dashed off a folk tune backing farmers in California's Central Valley. But it's not like he set out to be the Woody Guthrie of the Tea Party. It just happened.
Actually, the story goes, I was watching Glenn Beck. And say what you want about Glenn Beck. This one day, the Friday, I think it was the 13th of March, he had initiated and inaugurated this 912 project.
Are you ready to be that person that you were that day after 9/11 on 9/12? I told you for weeks, you're not alone.
And that resonated with me and evidently a lot of other people.
Let me tell you something.
Because they had a split screen. They had five different cities with people.
You're going to meet people from all across the country right now. From people
who were all
the
feeling the way I was feeling. And I'm sitting at the end of my bed with a guitar. And I don't know how it happened. That's how songs happen. But it came out. And my original theme was, if Thomas Jefferson came back and James Madison came back, how would they react to this?
Day after day, I feel a little more helpless. With these changes happening right before our eyes, a Bill of Rights is moving faster to the left.
I was watching these people in the five screens, and I was trying to communicate with them.
There's one thing we can do.
Truth is, this is our country.
Take it back. Take our country back. Can't you see that we're under attack? Draw a line in the sand.
Well, I was struck, I know, by the second verse. I remember when the planes hit New York City. You know, now I look around, it's such a pity the enemies are closing in, especially the ones within. And I guess I'm trying to figure out, like, who are you thinking of when you sing that?
Well, I remember when the planes hit New York City.
Who am I thinking of when I say that? There's so many individual little things that, you know, it's death by a thousand paper cuts.
Can you just give me, like, a couple examples?
You mean rules of engagement that our soldiers have to deal with, you know, to our soldiers now are over there basically drawing fire. They have to draw fire before they fire back. And do I know everything about it? No. But I know a little bit, you know. And
did you have
now,
a
you know what? Let me say another thing. My mother was Irish. My father was Italian. I have an Irish attitude and an Italian temper. And for me to debate, it's not for me. I've seen myself. I get all flustered. I can't go back and forth with somebody. That's why I'm singing. That's why I feel safer in that realm than I do trying to debate, you know, anybody.
My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty.
Chris Cassone would rather sing than talk politics. But there's another Tea Party musician who not only debates, his words even rhyme.
No taxation without representation. The Tea Party movement is sweeping the nation. So USA, everybody get ready. TEA, we're taxed enough already. All my patriots, get ready.
This is the latest track from a rapper named High Caliber, a.k.a. Mr. Conservative. His friends call him Cal. He's an unemployed construction worker and stay-at-home dad. I went to see him where he lives in Brick, New Jersey. He was kind enough to pick me up at the bus stop. The first thing I noticed when he pulled up was the back of his old Buick. It was covered end to end with right-wing bumper stickers. And when I opened the passenger door, I noticed something else.
I figured you'd be in here bumping some beats or something, but you're actually listening to talk radio.
Tape deck is broken, brother. Ironically, that's kind of what made me a conservative, is my last car, the tape deck was broken. My Sean Price tape got eaten. And Michael Savage was on screaming about Islamofascism and ranting and raving about illegal immigration. And I just was like, wow, this dude is off the hook. He's like a rapper just with no beat behind him, you know?
What do you think Michael Savage would make of being compared to a rapper?
He'd probably urinate on me because he hates rap music, ironically.
But not everyone in the Tea Party does. The beats might not be familiar, but the lyrics are, and that's gained High Caliber a whole new group of fans who don't usually listen to hip-hop. Earlier this month, he was asked to join Glenn Beck on his Restoring America tour.
Yeah, that was a real experience, man. You think 50 Cent and these rappers roll heavy? This guy's security, man. I had to ask somebody to ask somebody to ask somebody. I think they had to ask somebody if we could get a picture with the dude. But I mean, I guess when you ruffle the feathers of the socialist establishment like he does, you know, the people want to take you out, man, when you're a threat to their agenda.
As we pulled into his neighborhood, Cal told me that he's ruffled a few feathers too.
Because at Christmas time, somebody comes and snipped our Christmas lights. I think that's just because there's probably a couple liberals who hate my bumper stickers and...
Ew, come on, really? Liberals, really?
Hey, man, they're willing to kill babies. Why can't they kill a Christmas light?
All right, on that note.
When you're the house rapper for the Tea Party, you get used to taking some harassment.
This guy called me up, man. And he said, how are you going to have Glenn Beck and Poor Righteous Teachers as your influence, you effing cracker? Get out of the rap game now, you stupid bastard or whatever.
But High Caliber was in the rap game long before the Tea Party.
Honestly, man, I just kept plugging my music to people, and I just went on the website for the 9/12 march, and there was a section where you could suggest performers or speakers, so I just suggested myself.
Mr. Conservative, patriotic raps that are real. The only MC to ever rock on Capitol Hill. The Congress better think twice before passing them bills, before we send them tumbling down like Jack and Jill.
In some ways, Cal is just the latest practitioner of what used to be called political rap. Back in the late 1980s, MCs like KRS-One and Public Enemy's Chuck D challenged the conservative establishment with songs like Fight the Power. But now that there's a black man in the White House, what exactly is Cal's beef?
Before you go accusing somebody of being a racist because they don't agree with someone's politics, you know, you should really know what you're talking about. You know what I mean? My wife is black. As the cliche goes, most of my best friends are black. I attend a black church. So just because I don't agree with Barack Hussein Obama.
Quick question. Why do you say, and I know that you rap this to Barack Hussein.
It's his name. A lot of time it's just to make the next line rhyme. I did a song before the election called Use Your Brain. And the hook went, use your brain, we don't need no change. Forget Barack Hussein and just vote for McCain.
As Cal's music became more political, he had a falling out with most of his old rap crew. But he's got some eager new recruits, starting with his own 8-year-old daughter, Genesis.
Actually, in second grade, my teacher wrote that I was very political.
And sometimes that gets Genesis in trouble, like the day she took her dad's CD to school.
I wanted to let the kids hear it. My teacher had the list listen to it first, and I asked her, can they listen to it? And she said, no, you can't. You're only 8-year-olds. You can't listen to that kind of stuff. And then that's when I got mad. I said, what kind of stuff? Tell them the truth? Then we got 10 minutes off recess.
Cal may be popular with his daughter and the Tea Party, but it can still be a struggle to make ends meet. And as I got ready to go, Genesis wanted to make sure I left with her dad's CD.
Give him one.
Those are for sale. That's how Daddy makes money, sweetie.
Yeah, but don't you have like 100 CDs?
No. Well, yeah, I have 100 CDs that I got to go down to Kentucky and sell so I can bring back some money. Get mommy off daddy's back.
No, you're going to buy me American Girl dolls with them.
We'll discuss that later.
For Studio 360, I'm Derek John.
This is a conservative manifesto like Mark Levin. Patriotic blood pumps through my heart. Let me begin. The world is full of sin. We all need to repent. Jesus Christ and America's what I represent. But there's a certain element in this country that's hypocritical. And to speak bluntly, they're called liberals.
We've got some more music from High Caliber and Chris Cassone at our website. Is there some song that's inspired you politically? If so, we'd like to hear about it at studio360.org.